USA Today fact check: scarf worn by Pelosi. Schumer linked to empire involved in West African slave trade. By Kyle Olson on June 17, 2020. A fact check by USA Today found scarves worn by several congressional Democrats last week, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are linked to an empire that sold and traded enslaved Africans. The group knelt in the Capitol Visitor Center for a photo op for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the duration a Minneapolis police officer held his knee on the neck of George Floyd. At the conclusion of the spectacle, Pelosi required assistance from a black woman to stand up. Pelosi was wearing a kente cloth, Dave Brandon said of its history. So check this out, kente cloth was worn by the Ashanti. It's made of silk, so the affluent wore it. The Ashanti were also known as slave owners and traders. Huh? The Ashanti's longtime ally, the Akwamu, were among the first ones to profit from the slave trade with the Europeans. Their captives were almost always prisoners of war, but they were not above to selling Akwamu men who offended the chief. They also kidnapped able-bodied men from other tribes and sold them in the coastal slave markets. USA Today said while Brandon's history was correct, he ignores the broader cultural significance the cloth has to West African and African American culture. Nonetheless, the paper rated the claim as true. We rate the claim that kente cloth was historically worn by the Ashanti people of Ghana, who were involved in the West African slave trade, true because it is supported by our research. Although kente cloth does have ties to slavery, it is more widely recognized as a modern symbol of pride in African American culture and pride in cultural ties to West Africa. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, brought up the scarves on Wednesday. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, dismissed Scott's police reform bill as a token approach. "Y'all still wearing those kente cloths over there?" he asked Durbin on Twitter. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.